Welcome to the Midland Seventh-day Adventist Church. We hope our broadcast will bless you.
It's now time for our scripture reading. Our first scripture is Genesis 21, verse 6. And Sarah said, God has made me laugh, and all who hear will laugh with me. And our second scripture today is Job 8, 21. He will yet fill your mouth with laughing and your lips with rejoicing. May the Lord bless the reading of his word.
Let's begin with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, during the course of our day-to-day lives, we undergo many pressures, dear Lord, decisions to make, illnesses to deal with. Many different things come our way, and some of them can be quite difficult for us, dear Lord. But we do know that if we reach out to you through prayer, that you will always be there for us. We also know that if we can find the humor in situations, that can make things go a lot easier for us, dear Lord, for laughter is good for us. Help us, dear Lord, to remember these things. We ask this in your name. Amen. Back in 1964, way back then, there was a movie that came out that had the following lyrics. And some of you may remember them. The song was called I Love to Laugh. And the lyrics go like this. I love to laugh, loud and long and clear. I love to laugh, it's getting worse every year. The more I laugh, the more I fill with glee. And the more the glee, the more I'm a merrier me. It's embarrassing. The more I'm a merrier me. Some people laugh through their noses, sounding something like this. Some people laugh through their teeth, goodness sake, hissing and fizzing like snakes. Some laugh too fast, some only blast. Others, they twitter like birds. Then there's the kind what can't make up their mind. When things strike me as funny, I can't hide it inside. And squeak as the squeaklers do, I've got to let go with a ho, 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 and a ha, 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 too. We love to laugh, loud and long and clear. We love to laugh so everybody can hear. The more you laugh, the more you fill with glee. And the more the glee, the more we're a merrier we. How many of you remember that? I've got one person that does. Oh, maybe I'm aging myself. I don't know. Anyway, what is laughter? Well, there are several definitions we could use, more than what I've got listed here. But laughter is a response to certain external or internal stimuli. It's an auditory expression of a number of positive emotional states, such as joy, mirth, happiness, or relief. It's the physiological response to humor. It's rhythmic, vocalized, expiratory, and involuntary actions. Some synonyms for laughter: belly laugh, boffo, cackle, chortle, chuckle, giggle, goofaw, hee-haw, horse laugh, snicker, titter, and twitter. Some quotes on laughter: laugh and find humor in every day. It is better to laugh about your problems than to cry about them. A sense of humor is God's antidote for anger and frustration. There is a difference between loving someone's sense of humor and being thankful for the times of laughter we enjoy with him or her. Laughter provides a great feeling, and even after the moment has passed, you will still find yourself chuckling as you think back to the humor in the situation that caused you to laugh in the first place. Laughing encourages a sense of humor. What was significant about the laughter was not just the fact that it provides internal exercise for a person, form of jogging for the innards, but that it creates a mood in which the other positive emotions can be put to work too. Yes, let laughter and the sense of humor bloom where you are planted and watch the joy you bring to yourself and others. The person who knows how to laugh at himself will never cease to be amused. Selling can be and should be fun, so let's make it clear from the beginning that a sense of humor combined with self-esteem that allows you to laugh at yourself will play a significant part in your success in your chosen profession. The most thoroughly wasted of all days is that one on which one has not laughed. Not that what I say is always funny, although I do put a lot of importance on humor, because I think it helps us keep things in perspective. And even when it doesn't succeed in doing that, at least it keeps us sane. And if it doesn't do that, it still makes us laugh. And laughing is good for you. So what does the Bible, say that God laughs? And the answer is yes, it does. In fact, there are four passages that I found that directly state that God laughs. First one is Psalm 2:4, which is the most direct passage. And it reads, "He who sits in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall hold them in derision." Here, David prophesies regarding Jesus' coming and the forces of evil that will come against him and his kingdom. The evil forces will be defeated, and the psalmist says that God, the one who sits in the heavens, laughs at them. God, in essence, laughs at their defeat and foolishness. The psalmist says directly here that God laughs. Psalm 59, verse 8, shows us something quite similar. It reads, "But you, O Lord, shall laugh at them. You shall have all the nations in derision." Here, David is ruminating about his enemies and their eventual defeat. The third one, Psalm 37, verse 13, is along the same line and reads, "The Lord laughs at him, for he sees that his day is coming." So, in these three cases, David not only indicates that God laughs, but in each case, he indicates God will laugh at the defeat of evil forces. There is one other passage that shows that God laughs, and that is Job 41:29, and reads, "Darts are regarded as straw. He laughs at the threat of javelins." In this verse, God is laughing at those who would threaten him. In the book of Genesis, chapter 17, verses 15 through 19, we get the story, or part of the story, of Abraham, Sarah, and Isaac. And those verses read, "Then God said to Abraham, 'As for Sarah, your wife, you shall not call her name Sarai, but Sarah shall be her name. And I will bless her and give you a son by her. Then I will bless her, and she will be a mother of nations. Kings of peoples shall be from her.' Then Abraham fell on his face and laughed and said in his heart, 'Shall a child be born to a man who is 100 years old? And shall Sarah, who is 90 years old, bear a child?' And Abraham said to God, 'Oh, that Ishmael might live before you.' Then God said, 'No, Sarah, your wife, shall bear you a son, and you shall call his name Isaac. I will establish my covenant with him for an everlasting covenant, and with his descendants upon him.'" So from this passage, we learn the ages of Abraham and Sarah. We learn that Abraham laughed, and we learn that their son is to be called Isaac. Anyone know what the name Isaac means? Yes, he who laughs. So it's appropriate that they would have a son named Isaac. Next, I want to look briefly at Genesis 21, verses 1 through 7, which read, "And the Lord visited Sarah, as he had said. And the Lord did for Sarah as he had spoken. For Sarah conceived and bore Abraham a son in his old age, at the set time of which God had spoken to him. And Abraham called the name of his son who was born to him, whom Sarah bore to him, Isaac. Then Abraham circumcised his son Isaac when he was 8 days old, as God had commanded him. Now Abraham was 100 years old when his son Isaac was born to him. And Sarah said, 'God has made me laugh, and all who hear will laugh with me.' She also said, 'Who would have said to Abraham that Sarah would nurse children? For I have borne him a son in his old age.'" I want to take a look next at some of the brain physiology that's going on with laughter. Researchers actually have discovered that the production of laughter involves different regions of the brain. People were hooked up to an electroencephalograph, or EEG, and their brain activity was measured when they laughed after hearing a joke. Researchers observed the following. The left side of the cortex, which covers the entire surface of the forebrain, analyzed the words and structure of the joke. The frontal lobe, which is involved in social emotional responses, became very active. The right hemisphere of the cortex carried out the intellectual analysis required to get the joke. Brainwave activity spread to the sensory processing area of the occipital lobe, which is at the back of the head and responsible for vision, and the stimulation of the motor sections evoked physical responses to the joke. So several different areas of the brain are involved. Now, this process is different from what happens with emotional responses, which appear to be confined to specific areas of the brain, while laughter seems to be produced via a circuit that runs through many regions of the brain. Now, what does that mean? It means that damage to any of these regions can impair one's sense of humor and response to humor, according to experts. There are some theories about what we find humorous. And briefly, I want to look at three of them. The first is called the incongruity theory, which suggests that humor arises when logic and familiarity are replaced by things that don't normally go together. So when things that don't go together, when we hear them, that produces the humor response, the laughter response. The second theory is the superiority theory, and that comes into play when we laugh at jokes that focus on someone's mistakes, stupidity, or misfortune. And then third, we have the relief theory, which is the basis for a device movie makers have used effectively for a long time. In action films or thrillers, when the tension is high, the director throws in some comic relief at just the right times. So in a nutshell, that's the three theories of what we find humorous. Now, there are some conditions that cause us to laugh. One is when a humorous word picture is painted that we are able to visualize, or a funny picture or cartoon is viewed. Second, when we're scared or nervous, these nervous laughs seem to relieve tension and help us overcome difficult situations. Third, when something good happens to us. When we're happy and joyful, we tend to smile and laugh to express our good feelings. As one of the children mentioned, when we're tickled, we all seem to have sensitive spots on our bodies that, when tickled, cause us to laugh. This is evident in babies almost from birth. And when our minds are jerked, most jokes cause laughter by jerking our minds. The joke takes us down a particular logical path, and then the punchline suddenly takes us to another conclusion. Experts have found that the punchline of a joke leads to a release of energy in the brain. They speculate that when the brain is suddenly moved from a pending logical conclusion to a far different humorous end, the brain releases some energy, which results in laughter. So let's look next at some benefits of laughter, some physical health benefits. Laughter relaxes the whole body, which can relax muscles for up to 45 minutes. Laughter boosts the immune system by decreasing stress hormones and increasing immune cells and infection-fighting antibodies, thus improving resistance to disease. It triggers the release of endorphins, the body's feel-good chemicals, which promote an overall sense of well-being and even temporarily relieve pain. Laughter protects the heart by improving the function of blood vessels and increasing blood flow which can help protect us against heart attacks and other cardiovascular problems. Laughter burns calories. One study found that laughing for 10 to 15 minutes a day can burn approximately 40 calories, which would be enough to lose 3 or 4 pounds over the course of a year. So you want to lose a few pounds? Laugh. Laughter may even help you live longer. A study in Norway found that people with a strong sense of humor outlive those who don't laugh as much. And they found that it was especially true for those battling cancer. Some mental health benefits of laughter. It adds joy and zest to life. It eases anxiety and tension, relieves stress, improves mood, strengthens resilience, increases energy, helps you stay focused and accomplish more. It shifts our perspective, allows us to see situations in a more realistic, less threatening light. There are also some social benefits to laughter. It can strengthen relationships. Sharing humor is half the fun. In fact, most humor doesn't come from hearing jokes, but rather simply from spending time with family and friends. Laughter attracts others to us. It keeps relationships fresh and exciting. It enhances teamwork. It helps diffuse conflict. It helps us avoid feeling overwhelmed. It promotes group bonding. It releases inhibitions. It lets go of defensiveness. It helps us be more spontaneous. It helps us express our true feelings. Next, I have some examples of jokes about Bible stories that make us laugh. The first one, a little boy was sick on Palm Sunday. Now that's appropriate, isn't it? Appropriate for today. So he couldn't go to church. When his parents came home, they each held a beautiful palm branch. The little boy asked them what they were holding. They said that these were palm branches and that people had put them in Jesus' path as he passed by. The little boy responded, "Wouldn't you know that the first Sunday I'm sick, Jesus shows up?" A third grade Sunday school teacher was telling her class about the story of Elijah, the priest of Baal, and the contest on Mount Carmel. After telling how the priests of Baal were unable to call down fire on their sacrifice, she told how Elijah prepared to sacrifice an ox by placing it on the altar. The teacher then told of how Elijah asked his followers to pour water on the ox. Next, the teacher posed a question to the class. Why would Elijah have his followers pour water on the sacrifice? A little girl at the back of the room raised her hand and said, "I know, because Elijah wanted to make gravy." A little 4-year-old boy came home from Sunday school and told his parents they were studying different names of Jesus. His father asked what name they had studied that day. The little boy responded, "Alfalfa and Omega." I mean, he was close. Adam was walking by the Garden of Eden one day with his sons, Cain and Abel. Abel said, "What's that, Daddy?" Adam responded, "That's the Garden of Eden. We used to live there." "Why did we leave?" asked Cain. "Because your mother ate us out of house and home," Adam replied. All right, along the same line, I've got next some biblical interpretations from elementary children that make us laugh. These were taken, according to the source I got them from papers submitted by children in a Catholic elementary school who were asked to respond to certain biblical questions. These are their actual statements, including their misspellings. And when spelling makes a difference, I'll spell the word. Okay, the first commandment was when Eve told Adam to eat the apple. The seventh commandment is, "Thou shalt not commit adultery." Moses died before he ever reached Canada. Then Joshua led the Hebrews in the Battle of Jericho. Do they even make Jericho anymore? I haven't seen that advertised in decades. Christians have only one spouse. This is called monotony. Solomon, one of David's sons, had 300 wives and 700 porcupines. One of the opossums was St. Matthew, who was also a taxi man. Jesus was born because Mary had an immaculate contraption. The people who followed the Lord were called the 12 decibels. Samson slayed the Philistines with the axe, A-X-E, of the apostles. The Egyptians were all drowned in the desert. Afterwards, Moses went up on Mount Sinai to get the Ten Amendments. Adam and Eve were created from an apple tree. Noah's wife was called Joan of Arc, A-R-K. Noah built an ark, which animals came to in pairs, P-E-A-R-S. David was a Hebrew king skilled at playing the lyre, L-I-A-R. He fought with the Finkelsteins, a race of people who lived in biblical times. You remember the Finkelsteins, don't you? St. Paul converted to Christianity. He preached holy acrimony, which is another name for marriage. Jesus enunciated the golden rule, which says to do to others before they do one on you. He also explained, "A man doth not live by sweat alone." And the last one here. The epistles were the wives of the apostles. Very useful piece of information there. Okay. So getting a little more serious for a few minutes here. What are some things we can do to laugh more? We can set the intent to laugh more. We can set aside special times to seek out humor and laughter. We can include laughter in our morning routine. When we hear laughter, we can move toward it. We can smile more. Read the funnies. Befriend a funny person. Read a funny book. Find a little kid you can hang out with. Get a pet. Play fun games with friends. Bring humor into conversations. Learn to laugh at yourself. Take up something new. I remember many years ago, I think I was a sophomore in college, back in the early 1970s. And back then, CMU required all students to take 4 credits of physical education activity credits, which could be everything from strength training to swimming to folk dancing to golf, you name it. Okay. So I decided one semester, I remember that semester, a folk dancing class. Very interesting experience. The teacher, very nice person, she was the leader of the CMU country dancers at the time, well qualified to teach it. I did okay. But by the time it was time to go on to the round dance, I was just getting the hang of the square dance, if you see what I'm saying. I was always kind of lagging behind. Well, the last day of class, she said that she wanted to talk to each one of us individually about our grade. And I'm thinking, oh boy, this will be good. But then she said, no one in here deserves less than a B. And I'm thinking, thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm getting a B, you know? And so I went to talk to her and she said, well, what grade do you think you deserve? And I said, well, I think I deserve a B. I said, you know, I'm certainly not the best dancer in here by any means. And she says, well, your main problem is coordination. I said, yes, I know that. And then I said, and I can't believe I said it, does CMU offer a class in coordination? She looked at me very seriously and she shook her head, said no. But I took up something new and I wasn't that good at it, but I had fun. And look, I think that was 1971. How many, you know, look, all these years later, I'm laughing about it. It's good. Have a favorite comic strip. Make time for fun activities. Start a scrapbook of funny things your family members say. Put laughter quotes up on a bulletin board. Find your inner child. Do more of what makes you laugh. Start a joke jar. Try reciting some tongue twisters. Send a funny greeting card to a friend, family member, or coworker. Challenge a friend or family member to lip sync with you. Ask people to tell you the last thing that made them laugh. Don't go a day without laughing. Well, to bring this to a close, some parting thoughts on laughter. The first comes from Dr. Timothy Brown, who is a retired president of Western Theological Seminary. And he said, the oil of laughter cools the engine of our overheated lives and keeps us from burning up in an anxious heap of unhappiness. Can you imagine how dismal it would be to live in a world without laughter? And Dr. L. James Harvey, who wrote the book, Does God Laugh? Can a Serious God Have a Sense of Humor? He said, remember, you don't stop laughing because you're old. You grow old because you stop laughing. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for the gift of laughter. We thank you for the examples we find of laughter in the Bible and how they can be an encouragement to us. Help us, dear Lord, to find the humor and laughter in things. We ask this in your precious name. Amen.
You have been listening to the broadcast from the Midland Seventh-day Adventist Church at 2420 East Ashman, in Midland, Michigan. If you are in the area, we cordially invite you to visit our church Saturday mornings. If you are a distance away, we encourage you to continue visiting our website and weekly podcast at midlandsda.org.